Welcome to the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
Hey, buddy, are we like on a sports podcast?
Yes, he is a great Swamp Swami. Do you need earplugs for your sound holes?
Sports, huh? You know, maybe we'll finally be able to score.
It's August, and the season of high hopes.
Just what makes that little old ant think he'll move that rubber tree plant? Anyone knows an ant can't move a rubber tree plant.
But he's got high hopes. He's got high hopes. He's got high apple pie in the sky.
Sure. These August temperatures are now approaching 100 degrees every single day. My yard is ready to wave its annual summertime white flag of surrender and turn to crunchy once again. And the pine trees, well, they're shedding a fresh layer of these allergy-triggering needles onto the ground and, unfortunately, onto my roof, too. But for those of us living along the Gulf Coast or Atlantic Coast, we also know that August means that we have a couple more months to be watchful for approaching hurricanes and tropical storms. All sounds pretty miserable, doesn't it? Au contraire! August also means the season for a brand new start. We are now at the beginning of football practices from the elementary school level all the way up to the NFL. And for students, many school systems are getting ready to open this month. College students, you're beginning to gear up for the start of fall semester too. From grade school up to the NFL, August football practices are usually very memorable. Once you've survived even one of these August football practice sessions, you're going to forever say, you know, if you think it's hot now, I remember when. Yeah, it was that hot. These sessions are definitely hot and humid, whether you're taking the field at 6 a.m. to start or at 6 p.m., or in some cases, both. The heat affords many players a chance to shed some of those summertime pizzas and burgers. A few of us struggled to maintain our whatever weight we had during those practices, too. But best of all, it's a time to bond with your fellow players and coaches. Being on the practice field during this late summer heat was a way of creating some long-lasting friendships which remained for decades. And the entire process of even making a sports team and playing during the season, whether it's football or any other team sport, is a special time for millions of young people every single year. So August is the time to clean the slate and start anew. Whether it's in school or on the football field, it's time to forget about last season's disappointing results. Last year, it's over. History. August is the time to set some new goals for the upcoming year. And for some football teams, August means feeling the pressure of trying to live up to high standards set by last season's winning team. The chase for excellence is tempered by the fact that some teams and people will inevitably fall short of their goal. Even a few preseason favorites are likely to come up short this year. A former Louisiana college basketball coach once said, "Last year we were picked to be the team to beat." And sure enough, everyone beat us. Let's talk about three NFL teams that I think will be looking forward to this new season in 2024. Number one, the Los Angeles Chargers. Now, NFL teams with great quarterbacks should be able to lead their teams into the playoffs on a regular basis. Now entering his fifth year, highly touted quarterback Justin Herbert of the Los Angeles Chargers has been to the playoffs only one time in his first four NFL seasons. But hope is on the horizon. The former coach of college football's reigning champions, the Michigan Wolverines, Jim Harbaugh, is returning to the NFL now to lead the Chargers. After their pitiful 5-12 record in 2023, the new coaching staff is already making positive changes, and the Chargers had an excellent college draft this spring. So do not be surprised if the Los Angeles Chargers are knocking on the door to the playoffs beginning this fall. Coach Harbaugh has been on quite a roll the last 12 months. Number two on my team's looking forward to the new season should be the New York Jets, 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 Jets. After the Jets signed former Green Bay quarterback Aaron Rodgers last year, the signal caller was injured in the first game of the season and was out for the entire year. The New York Jets would go on to post a 7-10 record after being considered a stylish pick to make the 2023 AFC playoffs, but they didn't. Aaron Rodgers is now 40 years of age, but he does seem healthy heading into the new season. The quarterback's health, one way or the other, is going to keep Jets fans on the edge of their seats as they try to make the playoffs for the first time in 13 years since 2010.
Woo!
For now, it might be wise to cool your jets and at least let the season unfold. And number three on my teams looking forward to playing this year, I think, are the Dallas Cowboys.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah!
Yes, there's no doubt that the Dallas Cowboy fans desperately want to forget that 42-38 thrashing at the hands of the Green Bay Packers in last January's playoffs. While nearly everyone expected team owner Jerry Jones to fire the head coach Mike McCarthy, old Jer opted to let the coach continue this year, entering the final year of his contract. Dallas finished the 2023 NFL regular season with a 12-5 record. In addition to keeping the team's head coach, Dallas has yet to open up their checkbook and sign a few of the team's star players to some longer-term contracts, though. You know, it's almost like Jerry Jones might actually be in the midst of a long-term rebuilding plan. You know, thinking someone like Bill Belichick may be available to coach next year? Nah. Now, here are a few of the college football teams that I think are really looking forward to this new start in 2024. Number one has to be the Alabama Crimson Tide. Legendary coach Nick Saban has retired and will be critiquing his former team, along with all the other college football teams, on ESPN's College Football Game Day on Saturday mornings this fall. New Bama coach Kalen DeBoer did some magical things at the University of Washington. And though he's quite well compensated, he also has America's toughest job trying to follow in the footsteps of one Nick Saban. And good luck with that. Bama will be heavily dependent on the play of their third-year quarterback, Jalen Milroe. A former understudy for Heisman winner Bryce Young, Milroe had a solid season in 2023, and now he is in the Heisman talks entering 2024. With the team's new head coach and the loss of several key players in the offseason, though, the tide may rise or fall on this quarterback's play this year. Number two is a tie. These two teams are really looking forward to their new start, and they are the Oklahoma Sooners and the Texas Longhorns. Moving into the perennially tough Southeastern Conference this year, the OU Sooners and the Texas Longhorns will quickly notice the difference from their former Big 12 competition. Oklahoma's new schedule this year features SEC home games against Tennessee, South Carolina, and Alabama. The road games for the Sooners are at Auburn, Ole Miss, Missouri, and LSU. The Sooners will also play their annual game against Texas in Dallas. That's a tough schedule. The Texas Longhorns are jumping into the SEC pool this year as well. Texas will host Mississippi State, Georgia, Florida, and Kentucky. And the Horns will go on the road to visit Vanderbilt, Arkansas, and yes, Texas A&M. Now, that game against the Aggies renews a rivalry which ended after A&M joined the SEC back in 2011. Let's also not forget that Texas is going on the road to play defending champion Michigan on September 7th. Ooh! And third, in our teams which we think are looking forward to 2024's season, are the USC Trojans. USC is going to have a chance to prove it, to stop doubters like me, beginning this year in 2024. The Trojans have struggled to win games against defensive-minded teams in the past few years. By entering the Big Ten this season, the Trojans and three former Pac-12 schools, UCLA, Washington, and Oregon, must now navigate longer road trips and play several more defensive-minded teams from the Big Ten on their schedule. The Trojans are going to start the 2024 season on Labor Day weekend in Las Vegas with a Sunday night encounter with none other than SEC power LSU. Now, this should be a really high-scoring game as both teams' defenses last year were relatively weak. USC also then has Big Ten Conference road games at Michigan, Minnesota, and Maryland, along with former Pac-12 schools Washington and UCLA. USC is going to host Big Ten teams in Los Angeles named Wisconsin, Penn State, Rutgers, and Nebraska. Now, if you add USC's annual game against Notre Dame, the Trojans are going to show the nation whether they are tough enough to deserve a playoff spot by the season's end. And as Frank Sinatra famously sang, it takes high hopes. Yes, August is upon us once again, and everyone, whether those are heading off to school or playing for your favorite football teams, have optimism about the new season ahead. And that's what makes the month of August, despite all the heat and the unsettled weather, special and slightly more bearable. So huddle up, everyone. One, two, three, ready, break.
Our problem's just a toy balloon. They'll be bursting soon. They're just bound to go pop.
Whoops, there goes another problem, kerplop.
Whoops, there goes another problem, kerplop.
Whoops, there goes another problem, kerplop.
Kerplop!
See you next time. I'm Swamp Swami.